down. Put.
You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for episode 65. Actually, yeah, episode 65 of Lower Road Radio.
It's deja vu.
Technically, it is another time of episode 65 because we recorded episode 65 already.
This is the second time we're recording episode 65.
And so here's the deal, just to let you in on what happened. As you're listening to this at home or
in the car,
walking your dog,
at the beach,
taking a smoke break. So Jason and I, we wanted to up the quality of the podcast.
Yes.
For the sake of the listener.
Yes.
And for the sake of our advertisers. They deserve more.
That's right.
So we said, hey, Jason is going to buy a new mic. You said, I got a little bit of cash flow in. I just had a good deal. I don't even know what that means. When you say that, I'm like, whatever. Okay. Like,
it's better not to know.
Yeah. You say things like that sometimes, like, I just had a really good deal, or I just, I'm like, whatever. I don't need to know what's happening, you got some money in. And so you said, I'm going to use part of it to buy an extremely high quality microphone.
Yeah. The best that podcast offers.
The best you can buy for $100.
Yeah. It's slightly over $100, you know.
Whatever it was, So we're not using...
I mean, they sell mics that are up to $1,000.
Yeah, we're not Mike and Mike yet. We're not Stephen A. Smith. We're not your Skip Bayless. We're not Jim Rome. Oh, I can't stand Skip Bayless. But we say, you know what? Adam the Male Nurse deserves more.
That's right.
Shoeless Joe deserves more.
Husky Luke deserves to listen to this in the finest quality possible.
So we're so excited. The other morning, we show up here. You have your brand new out-of-the-box microphone.
Yes.
Like, literally, you brought it in the box. You hadn't even taken it out of the box yet until you got to the studio.
Well, it showed up at my house at 4 o'clock. I was here at 4:30, ready to go.
Yeah, like a kid on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we plug them both in to my Apple computer. And as far as Apple's concerned, I don't want to get too technical here because that could get boring, I think. But as far as Apple's concerned, it's the exact same microphone. And we can't record on two microphones at the same time.
Because it looks like – because they're identical microphones, it looks like it's just one mic.
They have the same digital footprint is what they're telling us. So so we can't do what we thought we were going to do. We said, you know what? We're creative. We're creative people.
Yeah.
I have a laptop in the studio too. You get on one side of the studio, I'll get on the other. You record on the laptop, I'll record on the desktop, and then we'll just splice them together, which we did. We recorded two episodes.
Yeah.
And they were amazing, by the way.
The best we've ever done.
Yeah. I was hilarious. You were laughing. Yeah. And so then I put them together. And it started off okay.
Little feedback.
And there was this weird feedback happening the whole time that we couldn't figure out, didn't know how to fix. And so rather than spending hours and hours and hours and hours trying to fix that, I said, we just need to record this again. And in all honesty, I felt like they were two of my worst episodes, just to be honest with you. I was so tired. I had to get about two hours of sleep the night before because there was a lightning storm. My dog kept me up all night. I was exhausted.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're going to put in a better effort
now tonight. Now, I, on the other hand, the other day, woke up feeling better than I've ever felt before.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I had a cold. I took some special medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally woke up feeling the best I have felt in like years.
Right. How do you feel today?
Okay.
I felt, and I even provided donuts for the show today.
Yeah.
Good donuts.
We both put down, three large donuts each.
I got half a dozen donuts because, they come in increments of a half a dozen or a baker's dozen. And so I got half a dozen donuts and we both had three and they were delicious.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where we are. We're recording
episode 65 again.
Yes, déjà vu. There is a glitch in the matrix, as far as I'm concerned, happening right now. So really quickly, ESPN streak for the cash. The month of February. Whoa, my computer just made a noise. The month of February is over, and the month of March has begun. Jason, give us the standings of where the Lower Road Radio Group fell in the previous month.
Well, I finished the month on top, like the current, you know, number of whatever. I had 6 wins at the very end.
Current, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. February 28th, I had 6 wins. But as far as overall total wins?
Yeah.
The SGT knows. Mm-hmm. SGT knows had 12 wins.
Joe.
We don't have to say Joe's last name.
Eicholt.
Okay. If you want to. Whatever you want.
I don't know. Joe cares, but now his name has been said. But I'm pretty sure that's Joe.
And then Adam the male nurse also had 12 wins.
Right.
But neither of them actually won the month.
Because?
Philly Cheese had 14 wins.
Philly Cheese.
14.
Phil. Good job.
14's pretty good.
14 is halfway to being in the money, like right there. Yeah. Like you could actually get some money. Phil, if you would just have done that twice, just do that and do that again,
yeah,
then you could get $30,000.
Yeah. And all we ask is a 25% cut, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's no reason why we don't do mm-hmm. that.
No, I don't see. Currently, the leader in the whole country is at 13. So Joe... No, not Joe. Phil.
Yeah.
Philly Cheese. He's, you know, he was ahead of that. So, yeah. Very interesting stuff. So, right now, we're just a few days in. Phil has a 4-game winning streak. Man, Philly Cheese, you're on fire. Shoeless Joe's 3. Your wife has 2. You have 2. Jay Will has 1. Adam the Male Nurse. So, this is exciting. So, join ESPN Streak for the Cash. And then look up Lower Road Radio under the groups and then start making selections. Right now I'm picking the Women's ACC Tournament quarterfinals. I am choosing Louisville to beat North Carolina State. So there
you
go. Do
you know any – have you watched any women's basketball, not just this year but ever?
The last time I watched women's basketball that wasn't like accidentally, you know, where I'm flipping through like, oh, shoot, I have women's basketball on. I need to turn it, you know. The last time I watched women's basketball on purpose was when Katie Smith played for the Buckeyes.
Okay. So like 20 years ago.
I think they were in the finals against Cheryl Swoops and Texas Tech that year. And it was kind of a big deal. And I remember watching part of that because Ohio State was in the
I'm going to pick the Missouri Valley Tournament quarterfinals.
Okay.
Evansville Acres versus the Illinois State Redbirds.
Their mascot is the Acres?
Yeah.
I kind of like ACRES, right? Or is it AK?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Acres. It's Aces.
Okay, so well, that's still okay.
I like Acres better.
Acres like, is cool.
In, like Indiana if, Acres.
Yeah, or if like, you're from like
acres of land.
Iowa or Nebraska, like one of those where there's just tons of land. Kind of a great mascot.
Your mascot is just like a square piece of grass.
Yes, exactly. A square piece of grass with eyes. Why nobody's done that is beyond me.
Well, I seriously need to get my eyes checked.
Yeah.
The older I get, the worse it gets.
I have great vision, and I really want glasses. Because I'm bald, you know?
Yes.
And as you are. Yeah. And I think glasses help bald people, because it distracts you from the baldness. It's like, I want to get the real thick, black-rimmed glasses, you know?
Yeah.
Like what was that bad guy? He ended up not really completely being a bad guy. That show Heroes?
Oh, yes. Siler?
Was it Siler? Was that his name? And he had like the black, but it didn't have it on the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, I want glasses like that.
Yeah.
I think it would make me look smarter.
Like you're one of the attorneys on JFK.
Exactly. That's exactly
like
what I want.
The Kevin Costner glasses.
Yeah. And then that way, whenever I want to make a point, I can take off my glasses and kind of gesture.
Oh, wait a second. He's serious about this.
Yeah, that's when something's really happening. Yeah. So I really want that.
On the new Ghostbusters movie, I can't remember. What's the guy's name that plays Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. So his character on there, he wears those glasses, like the black, thick framed glasses, but there's no glass in them.
Yeah.
They're just like.
Oh, right.
They're empty.
Yeah.
I think that's funny.
Yeah. Well, I really want to wear glasses, but I have amazing vision, so I probably never will.
My problem is, like, I can't, in my chair at the house, we have a very long living room. I can't see the TV.
You do have a long living room.
It's very long.
Yeah, and I sat in the chair that you sat in in the back, and I was like, man, that's far. You need a projector to mount on your ceiling.
We have a pretty good-sized TV.
Yeah, I know, but when you're, like, 50 feet away...
It's a long living room.
Yeah, it's a very long living
room. But I can't read the menu, the guide. for my chair. So it's time to get glasses.
White people problems. All right.
First world problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is happening in the sports world today, Jason?
That's a good question.
The world waits with bated breath.
Yeah.
You know, I think the whole world is, you know, just pausing to say, I don't know what to think about Russell Westbrook until I hear Lower Road Radio break it down. So, Russell Westbrook just had recently, I just bit my tongue, recently had his 30th triple-double. Michael Jordan has 31 in his career, but one of those was in an All-Star game, and I think two of them was in the playoffs.
Right. So like 28 you know, regular season.
Yeah. I figure you don't count the All-Star game triple-doubles.
No.
But postseason, I count it.
Yeah.
You know? So basically they're tied for triple-doubles right now in their career. I'm sorry, not in their career.
Jordan's career and Westbrook 2016-2017 basketball season.
Right, yeah. He's blowing up. Now, here's the thing about Westbrook. I think some people are saying that Westbrook and Harden are chasing triple-doubles rather than just doing what's best for the team. Do you feel that way?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
You take Durant off that Oklahoma City team.
Mm-hmm.
There's more points to get.
Yeah.
There's more rebounds to get.
Yeah.
There's more assists to get.
Right.
Right? I mean...
Yeah, I guess.
I think if they're playing together, I don't think he's getting the same amount of triple-doubles.
Yeah, but do you think that at the end of the game in the fourth quarter, he's got it in his brain like, two more assists and three more rebounds?
No, I think Westbrook's one of those few players that just go 100% all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he might have that in the back of his mind, but I don't think that's his goal.
Harden, though.
Yeah, no, James Harden does.
Yeah.
Like, man, I just need one more rebound and two more assists.
I just need...
And he's not even shooting. He's just passing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Which normally he's just a shoot first guy.
Yeah.
The fact that it's been a pretty kind of incredible thing what has happened to James Harden this year. Like, he's always been an amazing scorer.
Yeah.
Very good. He's always been great at getting to the basket.
Yeah.
Good shooter. But to turn himself into an assist man all of a sudden, which... He should have done – it shouldn't have taken this long because anybody that can drive as well as he can
– And then dish it out.
Should be able to get lots of assists.
Yeah.
That's how LeBron gets –
Can you seriously imagine Westbrook, Harden, and Durant on the same team?
I know. It's the biggest screw-up of any executive. Like, can you think of a bigger – I mean, they could have had three or four championships by now.
Oh, yeah.
Can you think of a bigger mistake? Like, trading Babe Ruth. The Red
I
don't Sox.
Know. I mean, James Harden is not Babe Ruth.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it would have equaled.
Franchise mistakes.
Yeah.
It was a huge franchise mistake.
It's not Babe Ruth, so it's under that. I can't think of many others.
It's
I mean,
like not drafting Michael Jordan.
I don't know the drafting thing. I don't think you can count that because it's like when they traded Babe Ruth, they knew Babe Ruth was great. There was no like, maybe he'll be great one day. You know, when they traded James Harden, they knew. I mean, everybody knew. James Harden, he's gotten better, you know, but you knew he was great.
To me, it was the coach, and I don't even – was it Scott Brooks at the time?
Yeah.
It's a coach problem that you can't get those three guys to work together, right? I think that was part of the reason why they traded him because they said, you know, Harden and Westbrook can't play together because they play the exact same position.
And they wanted that, – that's when they brought in Serge Ibaka.
Right.
And they said that he's a better complementary piece to
what
we're
doing. Stupid.
So stupid.
You could have had all three of those guys on the court playing 1, 2,
oh
and three.
Oh, my gosh. At the end of the game, if you have those three guys...
You're going to score.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Well, anyway, so...
Triple-doubles.
Triple-doubles. They're, you know, I don't know how much it means. Some people... So I heard Bill Simmons the other day, and they were talking about this, and he says, and he knows a lot about basketball... As much about NBA basketball as just about anybody. He wrote a book called The Big Book of Basketball. Anyway, I think that's what it's called. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He says triple-doubles are easier to get for guards in today's game than ever because there are, and this is indisputable, a lot more three-pointers being shot than ever. And that's absolutely true. And so because there are more three-pointers being shot, there are more long rebounds than there ever were. And because there are more long rebounds, it makes somebody like Westbrook get maybe three or four more rebounds a game, which puts him in the triple-double category. Do you feel like that's valid?
I think people are always looking for reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're trying to justify it and say, yeah, I'm smart enough to know why this is happening today.
Yeah.
But they've been shooting three-pointers for, you know, 30 years.
Yeah, but it just feels like in the last 5 years, specifically like 2 or 3 years, that like it is Chuck City. I mean, everybody there. Well, I don't remember.
Then Golden State should be getting more rebounds.
I wonder if they are.
Well, they make theirs.
Yeah, that's true. I don't remember. Do you ever remember now on a fast break? It used to be like the three-man weave fast break idea where you have, you know, where you have three guys. If you have a fast break with three on two, it used to be you put two guys to the side.
Yeah.
The guy runs up the middle, okay?
Yeah.
And then wherever that second defender defensive
the
collapse, then you pass it to the other guy and you got an easy layup.
Yeah.
That's basketball 101.
Right.
No longer. Now, if there's a three-on-two fast break, the two guys run to the corner threes, and then you penetrate, and then you dish it to one of them, and he shoots a fast break three, and that's considered a very good shot.
If the guard doesn't pick you up, you stop and shoot a three.
Or you stop and shoot a three. You don't go all the way.
Right.
Stop and shoot a three because that's a higher value shot.
Which is insane. It's weird.
I know. It's weird.
But I don't know.
The math seems to work. Like when you hear people, I don't feel like I'm smart enough or I've studied enough about it, but when you hear people like analytics guys talk about the value of a three-point shot, like a corner three-point shot is worth something like 1.7 points, you know what I mean, or something like that, you know, per shot, you know, I don't know, they have values per shot, not per made shot, but just basically every time you shoot this shot, it averages out to you, this is how many points you get, 1.7 points or 2.1 points or something like that, you know. Obviously, a dunk is 2 points guaranteed every time, so I don't know. The analytics guys seem to know what they're talking about, but there are a lot more three-pointers being shot than ever before, and I think we're only going to see more of it.
Yeah.
Would you be if what's the commissioner's name?
Silver.
Yeah, Nate Silver.
Adam Silver.
Adam Silver. Yeah, Nate Silver's another guy. He's a writer. Adam Silver. Adam Silver kind of looks like a guy. And I'm going to play the Dan Levitard game. Adam Silver looks like a guy who is a serial like hitman and has shaved every hair on his body so he won't leave any evidence at the crime.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Give me your pen. I want to write down a word.
Okay.
I want to know if we can say this on the air and still be clean.
Oh, geez.
Okay. I don't know. Can we say that word?
I don't know. Is there a substitute? It will it end in the word bag?
I don't know. Because I was thinking, like, that was the word when you're describing him. I could see that. As that guy, too.
Adam Silver?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
But even more specifically, it goes to a story. I was at Burger King the other day.
Okay.
And there was a fight behind the counter. Argument. It didn't come to fist.
No, that's too bad.
But it was like a manager and an employee.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager has a ponytail. Dude ponytail.
Yeah, I mean, he works at Burger King, so I'm tracking.
He's like 40 years old. Mm-hmm. Has a ponytail.
Yeah.
Working the manager at Burger King.
Yeah.
But that's the word that I would use to describe that guy. And Shelby said she doesn't know one guy that has a ponytail that isn't that.
Hmm. A non-dingbat
yeah.
ponytail
yeah. guy. Is there a ponytail guy that is like just a normal good dude?
He's like, yeah, solid guy. Man, that's a solid guy. Salt of the earth.
Yeah.
Whew, man. I mean, I feel like man bun is in the same category.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. No. Categorically, undeniably, no. Not in my experience.
If you have a ponytail or a man bun.
Have you ever met one, a person with a ponytail or man bun that you're like, man, that guy just.
That's a solid guy.
Solid dude.
No.
Like, I'd like him to, like, be a big brother to my kids, you know?
No. Yeah. I can't think of like, one.
I'm comfortable with him hanging out with my junior high,
yeah.
you know, daughter. No. Yeah,
no, not
you
at all.
You just broke the desk at Low Road Radio.
Well, there was a
what
hole.
Are you doing?
I don't know. We were at the bank, and there was something like this.
Yeah.
And they had suckers.
Yeah.
And we're sitting at the counter, like, talking to the guy, opening up an account when we moved here.
Yeah.
Teddy grabs his sucker stick and just drops it down in the hole. Like, it goes, like, it's, like, completely lost. He's, like, looking under, and it's gone. It's, like, in the desk somewhere.
That's hilarious.
And I was watching Teddy do it, and I'm like, he's going to put that. Mm-hmm. Yep, he just did it.
They're probably used to it. So, all right, so there you go. I don't know. Triple. I think it's great. Here's the thing about the long rebounding, right? Like you said, we come up with these reasons, right? Like, oh, this is why this is happening.
You explain everything away.
But it's not like Stephen Curry and Isaiah Thomas and, you know, Kyrie Irving. Why does
every team have a new triple-double guy?
Who's a guard who always got the assist and the points but now is getting rebounds. So it's like what happened when Babe Ruth started hitting home runs. They started coming up with reasons why it's like, oh, well, the ball is different. You know what I mean? It used to be – because about that time is when they changed the ball out. To basically get a brand new white ball every single time it got a scuff on it,
right?
And then Babe Ruth comes along in the same time, and they said, "Well, it's, you know, it's because of this new ball." It's like, well, he's the only one hitting 50 or 60 home runs. Right. Nobody else is.
Right. And the year that he hit 60 home runs, I think the Detroit Tigers as a team hit 20.
Now he had Lou Gehrig on his team the year he hit 60, and I think Lou Gehrig hit 50 something that year, but it's not everybody, you know.
No, yeah, he as an individual is hitting more home runs than the whole team.
Yeah, you can only judge an athlete against the you can't fully completely judge an athlete against history. You can only judge them in the era that they're in, you know, because there's a lot of discussion about, like, you know, I've heard plenty of discussion about, like, well, how would, you know, if Babe Ruth played today, he would be like a 200 and whatever hitter. Yeah. I totally disagree with that. I think
he would rise to the occasion.
I think he would totally rise to the occasion. Yeah. I think Babe Ruth is the unquestionably the greatest baseball player of all time.
But I would say this. It's a lot harder for the old school players to come up today, I think.
Then,
can you imagine Ken Griffey Jr. going back then?
Yeah. Well, like, there would be elements of the game that he wouldn't be used to, you know. He wouldn't be used to the travel. He wouldn't be used to having a job during the off season.
That's true. You know, he's not a
I mean, so that's it's tough. It's just really tough. I mean, I think King Griffey Jr.
Some guys are like timeless. Like Ted Williams, I think, is a guy that no matter what generation or era that you put him in, he's going to hit 400.
Yeah, I think
he's going to be good.
Ty Cobb will figure out a way to hit.
Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, interesting. So the other stuff that's going on is Boogie Cousins, DeMarcus Cousins. It's more fun to call him Boogie, though, I think. Boogie Cousins, it's now Boogie in the Brow, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But it might not last because Boogie Cousins can't help himself from getting technical fouls. And I think once you've gotten 15 – I could get the numbers wrong here. But
it's like five or seven.
I think 15. I think once you've gotten 15 technical fouls in a year, at that point, every other technical foul gets you suspended for one game.
Yeah.
He is in that limit.
Yes.
And – he, like, 30 seconds into the game, he got a technical foul.
Yeah, just the other night, 32 seconds into the game.
Yeah, and now he's suspended. He's out for that game.
Right.
And then suspended for the next game, right? Isn't that how that works?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, so we're thinking that the Pelicans need to bring in Calipari.
Yes.
Because Calipari.
Calipari.
Tomato, tomato. I think that you need somebody that you feel like can control Boogie Cousins.
Yes.
And keep him in check. And Calipari seems like the only guy who maybe has a relationship with him enough that Cousins will listen to.
Well, Calipari loves to say that if there was an all-Kentucky team, that they would win the NBA championship.
I disagree.
He has said that multiple times now.
And I still disagree.
And Kentucky's not great this year.
Yeah.
I think he makes the move.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
If you're the Pelicans' general manager,
you offer him $10 million a year.
Yeah.
And which is, you know, he probably makes like six a year at Kentucky.
Yeah.
You pay him 10, almost double, maybe just double it, 12 million a year.
It'd be fun to coach at New Orleans. I've never been to New Orleans.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Is that our song at the end?
House of the Rising Sun?
Yeah, there's got to be an 8-bit version of that.
I mean, it's really slow, like the music side of it.
We eventually are going to trail out of our 8-bit songs, I think.
Well, the sponsors aren't happy.
Well, yeah, there are some rights things. You know, recently we were contacted by Michael Jackson's people. They were very upset that we used Billie Jean, I think, you know, trying to come at us with a lawsuit. But, you know, our lawyers are working hard. But
speaking of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Have you seen this on Facebook, the giraffe that's pregnant?
Yeah.
I think the whole thing's an April Fool's joke.
It's a little early for an April Fool's joke.
The name of the giraffe is April.
Really?
Yes. This giraffe is going to be doing this for a month, this live camera on Facebook, and everybody's watching this giraffe named April. And April 1st, they're going to say, April Fool's, giraffe's never been pregnant.
That's genius.
If that was true, yes.
I'm watching it pretty much nonstop. I've almost shirked non-stop all of my responsibilities as a human, as a father, as a husband. All I do is
watch. This giraffe is going to give birth any day now.
And as far as I'm concerned, it could happen quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It could go from 0 to 60 real fast. Like, so I don't want to miss it.
There it is.
And I don't want to watch it. I could watch a recording. I could watch Planet Earth and see a giraffe being born 5 years ago.
It's different when it's live.
I want to know that it's happening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The giraffe's name is April. And we're just a couple weeks away from April
And
1st.
Who can tell if a giraffe's pregnant anyway? Like, you know,
do you know what you call a three-humped camel?
A pregnant camel?
Yeah. It's from the movie Zootopia.
Okay.
The sloth.
All right. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. All right.
No, I think this giraffe is it's April Fool's joke.
All right. I don't know what that has to do with Boogie Cousins. I don't know how he got
Michael
there.
Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Had giraffes.
Had giraffes.
Made me think of that.
Okay.
Well, he had weird stuff.
He did.
Yeah.
Neverland Ranch.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it. All right. So, other stuff happening in the NBA. The Cavs have decided, hey, if you are getting dropped by your team.
If you're not good enough to play on other teams, we want you included.
Yeah, we're going to take you. You know, it's a commercial they're putting out. Did you used to be a great NBA player?
Yeah.
Well, you can used to be a great NBA player with us.
Have you ever lost in the finals?
Have you ever never made it to the finals? Are you a three-time All-Star looking for a place to land 5 years after your prime?
Are you a 16-year veteran, three-time All-Star? We want you.
Yeah. So they picked up Deron Williams and Andrew Bogut.
Both fine players 7 years ago.
Yeah, and I think in the right role, they're not going to be asked to carry too much weight.
Yeah.
Bogut's going to be coming in for Tristan Thompson, and he'll be a very good replacement. I'm just happy Bogut's not on the other team because he's kind of a
scrappy,
sneaky, dirty player. You know what I mean? He I think he knows how to get under the skin. Those Australians, they know what they're doing. Matthew Dellavedova is the same way.
Yeah.
So an all-Australian team would be interesting. You'd have Ben Simmons, who we don't know if is good, and Dellavedova and Bogut, and there's another guy.
There is another guy.
That's a pretty good Australian.
Because they were saying that's a fairly young team.
Mm-hmm.
And they said Australia might win the Basketball Olympics next time around.
That'd be fun.
That's how good they are.
The Basketball Olympics, the Olympics,
the Basketball Olympics.
I don't know. That's the way to say it. All right, so I don't know what it means for the Cavs. I think it's a good sign. I like how Korver's fitting in. I think Kevin Love, as he comes back, I wonder if it's almost even a good thing that he's been out for a little bit to kind of give these other guys a chance to kind of – Williams, I'm blanking on his first name, but he's this new guy that they brought in that seems to be fitting well. So I like the I like the Cavs where they're sitting
right
now.
They're solid. They've got a lot of solid players. JR's coming back. Kevin Love's coming back.
And Kevin Durant is hurt.
And possibly for a long time.
Now, they say it's at least 4 weeks. You know, so sitting – I don't know when the playoffs start. The playoffs are like their own season.
Yeah.
But let's say he's just coming back, like around the Western Conference Finals.
Well, they're going to ease him into it. He's not going to go full force.
So, and you could say, right, well, they won the championship already without him, and they had a 3-1 lead without him, but they got rid of players to get him.
Yeah.
You know, so they need him in order to win, as far as I'm concerned. So I like where the Cavs are sitting. I feel very good as a Cavs fan about their chances. So anything else in the NBA that you can think of?
Not immediately.
So moving on, I don't like to talk too much about the NFL when it's not football season. We're going to talk about the draft when that comes up, but I love seasons in life. You know, I love fall, winter, spring, summer. I love summer when it's there, but I wouldn't want it to last forever. You know, I love winter, I love spring, I love fall, and so I feel the same way about sports. I love football, but I don't need to talk about it in the spring and the summer. You know, that being said, Adrian Peterson is a free agent, basically can go wherever he wants to go.
Yes.
If you are Adrian Peterson, and let's assume you're doing fine financially and it's not a money decision, where do you want to go?
There's only two places that I would want to go. first being Dallas.
Uh-huh. Because,
They're young, they're really good, and he doesn't have to be the feature back.
And he's a Texas boy.
He's from Texas. Yeah. Did you see this the other night? There in Houston, a reporter, like a street reporter, was walking down the street asking people questions about traffic.
Right, and they interviewed Adrian Peterson.
And the reporter didn't know who he was.
Yeah, that's really funny.
That's great.
Yeah.
But he's in Houston, so maybe he's, you know, filling out the Texans or the Cowboys. Who knows? Here's the thing. If he could play behind Zeke, rushes the ball 30 times a game.
He does 20?
No, like 12.
12.
Yeah. 12 rushes, he'll have 65 yards and a touchdown.
You think so?
Yeah. That's only 3.5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he'll occasionally hit 100 and maybe 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
But you're behind Zeke. You don't even have to run it that much.
Mm-hmm. And you've never even been to the Super Bowl. This is your best chance.
Right. Dallas is going to be...
What's your next
one is obvious, and it's New England.
Yeah.
Because Tom Brady's going to throw the ball 50 times a game, mm-hmm. and you're only going to have to run the ball 12 times a game anyways.
Right.
And I think LeGarrette Blount is a free agent and is gone.
Okay.
Or he might sign somewhere else, but he might come back. He could be the feature back and only run it 12 times a game.
Right.
How many times do they spread everybody out and have 5 wide receivers?
Right.
Seems like all the time.
Right.
So you bring Peterson in, he does half the workload, 12.
And you feel like Belichick could probably come up with some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The best running back he's ever had, I think, is
Corey Dillon.
Corey Dillon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was Corey Dillon about a year past his prime.
He had 2 or 3 pretty good seasons there.
He did, but those years in Cincinnati, he was great.
He was great.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point, is with Tom Brady, you don't have to use him in the same capacity that you do anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so rounding third... Boy, what a transition. Rounding third, we're going to talk about baseball.
Yes.
Going home. Baseball's coming up. We are both baseball first fans.
Yes.
If I said for the rest of your life you can only enjoy one sport, you can only read about, watch, go to one sport for the rest of your life, what would be the sport you would pick?
I think it's baseball.
For me, it's baseball.
Yeah.
We love baseball. And we're both – I mean, listen, we're not Buster Olney. You know, we're not Tim Kirchen.
No.
You know, we're not your Peter Gammons.
No.
But we're fairly expert baseball fans, I would say. As far as a fan goes.
We're above the average fan.
Yes.
Without a
doubt. And so being above the average fan, we know.
And a slightly subpar, you know, radio personalities.
Yes, subpar. But we feel like we're changing that. So being the baseball aficionados that we are, we know that, hey, we're going to talk about baseball. It all begins and ends with Tim Tebow.
That's right.
So that's what it's Tim Tebow apparently has had some good batting practices lately.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything?
He can hit more home runs in batting practice than you could.
Yes.
So, it means something.
All right.
Not anybody can just hit home runs.
Will we see him take a major league at bat?
I hope so.
He's
in the Mets organization.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the Mets are good this year. I don't think that they are.
So sell some tickets.
Absolutely.
Does he? Okay. So you think he will?
Okay. So as a Reds fan, if he was in the Reds organization, in a heartbeat, I would want him up there. Because the Reds are in no danger of winning the World Series.
None.
Or even make the playoffs.
None.
They might lose 100 games this year.
Could.
So, let's just see.
Yeah.
What does it hurt? You're going to lose 100 games with or without Tebow.
Right.
Let's do it with Tebow and just see what happens.
All right.
Do you see what I'm saying? If you're a team, like if Cleveland or the Cubs or the Red Sox, you know, if you're a really good team this year, there's no way you put him on the team.
Yeah.
You know, what was that guy for Chicago that came in? Like, he was hurt all year. He came in, like, hit a home run.
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah. He had that type of potential.
I doubt it.
Hey,
Kyle Schwarber was a hot prospect and is still. Like, Kyle Schwarber, people look at him and think, oh my gosh, like, he's going to be amazing. People thought that.
I think that about Tebow.
Nobody else does, though. All right. Well, that's it. We don't have anything else to talk about. You know, we'll talk more baseball, so on and so forth, coming up. I think our next episode is going to be a Q&A.
Yeah.
But I think we've got all the questions we need for that. So, you know, you can always send us questions.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance we'll answer them. So
there's an equally good chance we won't answer them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I have no idea what song is being played in the background. Maybe it's not even an MP3. It's probably an MP3.
I'm sure it's an MP3.
Yeah, some form of an MP3. It might not even be an 8-bit song.
It could be a WAV file.
No, not with my software. All right. This is Dan Signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.